Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's a special Saturday morning. It's a Cajun invasion morning. We're up at Draper at Bad River Bucks and Birds in South Dakota getting ready for a morning pheasant hunt. A lot of deer hunters up there. It's the opening day of deer season. Also, it's the opening day with the rifle in many areas of Louisiana and Mississippi. It also is the opening of the West Zone for the ducks in Louisiana. The coastal zone has been open now for a couple of weeks. We made a trip there. We'll talk about that. Martha, one thing I wanted to talk about, I had a lot of people commenting on last week's bad boy of the outdoors, 53-year-old killer of an endangered whooping crane. The guy was cutting grass near a rice field. Why he had a shotgun with him when he was cutting grass, I don't know. But he saw some, what he said, white birds, and he wanted to get them away. Well, he didn't fire in the air or close to them. He took bead on one, and he killed a male bird that was very largely responsible for repopulating the whooping crane, had a leg transmitter on it. He shot and killed it. They went out and located the bird and made a case against the guy. He claimed he didn't know what it was or he wouldn't have done it. He went to court. Finally, first he said he wasn't guilty. Then he took a guilty plea in Judge Carol Whitehurst's courtroom in Lafayette. She's a U.S. magistrate attorney. And what he got was 2 years probation, no hunting or fishing, 120 hours of community service. Now, you imagine what that is. How much is that going to be worth to us to get him to do that? And a free hunter education program. The only cash he's going to be out of is a $10 assessment and a $30 processing fee because that fine was too stiff, according to his attorney. Joseph Seifker recommended that more lenient sentence of 3 years probation, 180 hours of community service, and also some optional jail time. But that's all he got. His lawyer, James Clark, said that this was too severe and he didn't deserve it, and hopefully they'll deny his appeal, but at the same time, it's just a slap on the wrist. And I got a lot of comments from people. Here's some of them. This is just some samples.
Yep.
This one basically said that he wished that someone would have the guts to start hitting these offenders where it hurts the most, in their wallet with heavy fines, jail time, remove their hunting and fishing rights for several years.
It didn't matter in that instance.
There are some provisions where you can get what I call the death penalty. You don't hunt or fish for the rest of your life.
Well, we had the debate a while back about what is the most effective punishment, and it really kind of is a case by case because certain people, you know, you got to hit them where it hurts. You got to take what means the most to them, whether that's their weapons or their money or their hunting license, which to me that one never really was much of a slap on the wrist because if they're already offending, that's not going to stop them.
Exactly. I have another one that says that they think the judge was paid off. That's what it sounds like. Well, I don't think so because this individual is destitute. He's getting disability and Social Security, and he's unemployed. I don't think he had the money to pay her off. I think it's just a case of a judge who a lot of times they don't understand the severity of these cases because they're not familiar with it. She was, because I saw there were people in the courtroom. If you want to read the entire transcript, go to my website and you can read it. It's like 27 pages long, but it's pretty interesting. It shows you it's a good demonstration of how our justice system in some cases does not work. But she was made well aware of the severity of it, and despite that, she handed out this very lenient case. Then we have another one that talked about the same thing. It goes on and on. People are outraged about it, and unfortunately, I believe this judge is an appointee. I don't think there's an election, so responsibility to the people. Accountability is up to the people who continue to appoint her as a judge. Anyway, we've got another bad boy case to talk about, but get to some of those text messages.
There are plenty of people tuning in this morning. We've got someone staying at the camp on Lake Catherine, looking forward to Captain Mike's report. Love the show. Thank you so much. Good morning, Don and Martha, the convent hunting club. Checking in. Well, those are rabbit hunters, and they've been killing about five or six rabbits a hunt.
That's where Elmer Fudd hunts.
Yeah, which is normal for this time of year. Because everything is still thick and overgrown, so we're grinding it out and waiting for more of these super big sugar canes to get cut. Good morning to all the people out fishing and hunting this morning.
Don't forget, be belly, belly quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
All right, hopefully people can hear me now. We turn the volume up. We're up here about 2,000 miles away.
I'll turn it up some more if they need it.
I think they can hear me now. Can you hear me now? Someone says, don't forget dry clothes bag for winter fishing and hunting. It's always good.
Yes.
Get you a dry bag. Put a spare set of clothes because it's crazy how cold you get when your clothing gets wet, especially in the winter.
Oh,
time.
You're done. If
you're
you
done.
Don't have dry clothes, you got to go back in. You head home after that.
We've got a rest in peace, Tophiel Bourgeois. He is very missed, and that is very true. Someone else making trout Brussels last week.
Oh, no. That's in Brussels Lake.
Oh, Brussels Lake.
That's a lake near Lafitte.
Okay.
Yeah.
18 inches.
Trout, 18-inch trout.
That's pretty good.
That's a nice size for Lafitte, no doubt about that. Thanks for that report.
Dean Galatis, good morning to you.
Yeah,
Latte and him are heading to vote and then to the woods because that dog, Latte, you know, she's mad for it. So he can't contain her anymore. He's going to let her run around and look
for
some
birds. That's Smokey's sister.
Mm-hmm. Someone's waiting for Monday because they're in Alabama. Ed Miller in Wilmer, Alabama, Black Powder opens. Alabama has a very late deer season.
They have a late rut.
Also, Deer Heart is fantastic. It's always been a deer camp classic. That's good to hear. However, one of our family members has a gout problem, so it was saved for future dining. This week's Bayou Wild was very good. Jerry from Kenner. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. We appreciate all of those texts. And keep them coming, 8787. We love to hear from our listeners during the program. Another guy we love to hear from is Captain Mike Gallo. A lot of people are anxious to hear his report because we got some big fishing days coming up. Holidays not far. People have a little extra time, and they want to get some of those speckled trout. We'll find out what he's been doing right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Martha, we've got a lot of people commenting on the carnivore recipe that
yes.
You have to give them that recipe. I think people want to try it.
I don't even know if it's so much of a recipe, but what carnivore is, it's basically beef tartare, but it's the northern version. So these guys open up this pack of meat. I said, why you got some raw hamburger up here? And they said, no, this is dip, but it's very seasoned. They put probably a lot of salt in it, you know, to kill any bacteria. It's got some onions in it, and there is a very distinct label on the front that says, do not eat if you are pregnant, have a weakened immune system, et cetera, et cetera. So it does come with a warning, but you put it on a cracker with some horseradish and a pickle. And I was, you know, I was hesitant, but.
Would you eat it again?
Sure. I had one.
Would you order it in a restaurant?
No, I would not order it. But okay. It is, I mean, it's straight from the cow. But if you have any, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend doing it yourself. Go to someone that's, you know, got it at their plants where wherever it's processed is very well.
I don't ever see that really getting big down home. Up here maybe, but down there, we got boudin, we got
but it was interesting
cheese,
to see what they do up here. So it's us. Stepping out of Cajun land, and I'll tell you, that was a pound of hamburger that got devoured.
Yeah, there was none left. The boys from Michigan lapped it up, but what do they know?
It wasn't venison. It was ground chuck, and it looked like very high-quality beef, and they loved it, and we tried it, and, you know, to each their own.
We'd love to hear from you. Keep the text coming at 8787. They can see that on Facebook now? Not yet. Okay, wait for it. You'll have to see Martha eating carnivore. Okay, we got a report from Mike Gallo. His reports are brought to you each week by CETO. What an organization. We're talking about rescues and Coast Guard. They can get to you even before the Coast Guard can. They offer you fuel drops. If you got an engine problem, they'll come out there and tow you in 24/7, jumpstart you for electrical problems. And what you get, $179 a year, and I recommend this as a Christmas present for the one that you care about, a boater. You can send it to them. It's only $179. You can join as a member or sign someone else up, and you can call Captain Chris at 504-301-4545, or you can sign up online at CETO.com. Well, Mike Gallo may be the most anticipated field reporter of the morning.
The forensic fisherman.
The forensic fisherman. They want to know about the wall and Bayou Bienvenue and the Trestle Bridge and all that Lake Catherine. Mike, just give us a rundown on the fishing. What's been going on this week?
I'm wondering about that forensic fisherman tag. That's interesting.
That's what I think of you as. You're the scientist.
Yeah, he's got a lab coat on when he's cleaning fish.
Yeah, that's your nickname.
Well, I guess that's more upscale than fishing geek, or someone called me a slimeologist one time. Anyway, fishing report. With the big cold front that came through early in the week, I definitely saw a difference in where the fish were located. I caught beautiful trout up to 20 inches, on Sunday in Lake Pontchartrain, the key was moving water. Now with the temperature dropping almost 8 degrees, I'm trying to avoid moving water until midday when the water temperatures reach 55 or a little higher. And I've also concentrated on deep water first thing in the morning. So I'll be concentrating my efforts this morning in the intercoastal waterway, and I will be working my way towards the Mr. Go and fish that wall area. We've been fishing mainly plastics on the bottom. A 3/8 jig head is where I start. If it's deep and a little bit of current, I may go up to a 1/2 ounce jig head. If it's not, I'll back down to the 5/16, but I want to be able to feel the bottom. Just enough weight to get there. Move your lure proportional to the current. So a fairly slow bounce on the bottom. I think of pausing more than moving. Let it sit still more so than you move it. When you finally catch a fish, hopefully we catch plenty, but when you finally catch that first one, pay attention to how he fights when he's on his way in. Does he come to the surface and shake his head, which might tell you he's a little more aggressive than you thought he was? Or does he just kind of wallow on the surface, telling you he's cold? And if you do change your presentation, change it slower.
Mike, as far as the conditions, Robbie was saying, looks like a northeast wind. Given those conditions, especially if it picks up, a good place to tuck in and fish would be like Gohagan's Canal, maybe Pearl River, Mud Lake, some of those areas there. Have you fished there or talked to anyone who has? How is that producing?
Those areas were good prior to the front. Lake Catherine and Mud Lake being more shallow water, those were productive prior to the front, and fish were more scattered. After this front and the cold set in, those fish all headed for deeper water. So they're actually a little more confined, but the key is finding them. And when you do find them, they're generally ganged up and catching 25 to 75. It's usually not that big a deal. They don't move too terribly far. I mean, you may fish through them for 45 minutes, and finally the bite starts to slow down. And I may move 75 yards up current or down current and find them again. So they don't really move too very far.
With the soft plastic recommendation, these days it seems there's every color of the rainbow and every color in between. Do you recommend any particular color this time of year with that deeper water, especially early in the morning, than anything else?
That's a very interesting question. Personally, I like natural colors. When I was cleaning fish earlier in the week, I still saw pogies in them. So then that leads me to the lighter colors. Pogies are white on the bottom, kind of silverish on the top. But I do respect Captain Chris Roberts' opinion. He's an excellent fisherman, and he likes the lemon head, which I don't know if anything in the water looks bright yellow, but those fish do bite it. So how it looks 20 and 30 feet down may be different than how it looks to us, you know, above the water.
Another forensic moment.
We need to get a submersible drone down there so we can see what the color looks like.
Mike, if somebody wants to go fishing with the forensic guy, we need to call him Mike the Forensic Fishing Guy. Tell him how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can always find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Facebook has us, or you can call us on the phone at 985-781-7811.
Always good to talk with you, Mike. Even better to fish with you. Thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
All right. I hope it helps. We talk to you next week.
All right.
Good luck to you.
There he goes, Mike Gallo. All right, coming back after this, you know what time it is. Yeah, it's almost time for Bad Boys, but not quite. We got Brendan Bayard standing by with a paddlers/peddlers report. They've got the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Championship going on in Leeville. I'm sure Brendan's already on the water. We'll get the report and what it thinks he'll take to win it coming back right after this.
The paddlers/peddlers report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, presented by Massey's Outfitters, a great place to get your Christmas shopping started. Locations in Mid-City, New Orleans, Covington, Baton Rouge, offering the best kayak fishing models from brands such as Hobie, Jackson, and Native Watercraft. Check them out at Massey's Outfitters.com. Brendan Bayard is on the line, and he is in the boat this morning, probably bundled up, I imagine. Good morning, Brendan.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. I think it's just about as cold down there as it is up here. How's it feel out there?
Yeah, it was a little nippy this morning. I started paddling, and that warmed me up, and I started shedding some layers. But once I stop and I have to sit still for a while, it gets cold again. But at least the wind laid down. Yeah, we're in Leeville. Weather's pretty good, considering the water is 52, 53 in places. So we're just waiting for that to warm up to mid-50s. Fish to get a little bit friskier, so we're going to, you know, kind of do the wintertime shuffle, go to some deep stagnant or like still water areas and try to put some fish in the boat before that that water temperature rises with the sun up in the air.
So today is the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Championship. How many folks are out there in kayaks this morning?
I think we had about 50 people qualify. You had to place in the top 10 or 5 of the individual tournaments this year. So it's kind of the people who did the best in all the individual tournaments this year and their culmination to one event at the end of the year. So we got a 10 trout stringer plus two slot reds for overall aggregate weight. And we're just going to see what happens today. The people were catching fish yesterday despite the cold water, so even early. So I think there's going to be some fish caught today, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the sun is not up here yet in South Dakota, but I just got a text from down there. It's a beautiful sunrise. How do you think the weather's going to fare for y'all, and how are you going to target those fish today with this chillier-than-normal weather?
I think I'm going to start with plastics in some deeper canals, wait till about 10:30, then eke my way out into the reef areas and the flats, and then start kind of drift fishing with maybe some suspending baits, try to get some bigger trout once they get a little bit more tolerant to the cold water in the mid-50s. They'll start to bite and grab some reds along the way, and just hope and pray that that's enough and see what happens at the weigh-in table.
We talked to Daryl Carpenter earlier, and he said it's been a banner year for flounder. Is there any flounder entry in, or is that just a bonus fish for you?
The guys have a Calcutta for a flounder, but a lot of people have been catching flounder. Some people are finding them stacked up in some of these canals. You're hearing reports of, like, when you find them, you really find them, and people are catching, you know, 5, 10, 20 of them all at once. So
hey, that's not a bad day right there.
Yeah, especially since it's such good table fare. I'd love to run into some flounder. I'd definitely keep some.
Well, good luck to you in the tournament and everybody else out there. Let's just mention a little bit about Christmas is coming up, and there's obviously with the Hobie team, there's a new boat or a new feature, I should say, on the Pro Angler kayak that people really need to get in on if they're interested in the pedaling type of kayak. Tell them about the 360.
Yeah, the new 360 kayak just came out this past September, and those kayaks will be stocking up in stores at Massey's in all their different locations. But this boat allows you to go directly sideways, frontwards, backwards, without really switching your pedal drive at all. Just a simple hand turn of your steering mechanism on the side, and you can go all 360 degrees. It really makes it real versatile when you're in tight spots. You can go sideways to get closer to cast down the bank. You can push away once you hook a fish if you don't want to disturb an area. It really just kind of opens up a whole lot more fishing opportunities for you to get into tight spots and really maneuver just effortlessly.
Right.
So,
yeah. Right
looking
now,
forward
that,
to one of those.
360 is only on the Pro Angler model, but I'm hoping in the next couple of years they put it into the Outback, because that's just a game changer feature, I think.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to hopefully putting in an order soon for one of those, and maybe sooner than later trying one of those full time. You know, I've
Are
gotten
you in
one
your
on the water.
This morning?
No, I'm actually in an Outback right now, but I think once I get that 360, that might be my go-to boat forever.
What's the prize today for the top finisher?
The top finisher gets $2,000, and we also have a WWF style wrestling belt that's obnoxiously big and gold and jewel encrusted, so it's pretty funny.
You guys
have a bragging right.
Well, good luck to you, Brendan.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to take to win? What would you be comfortable with, aggregate weight?
if I got, you know, 22, 25 pounds, somewhere in there, I'd feel pretty comfortable. You know, it might take, you know, if the trout bite better than I think they're going to bite, and, you know, people run into some bigger fish, some, you know, 2 and 3, 4 pounders, then that number might go up. I'm just guessing, you know, 2 nice reds plus, you know, 10, let's say average 16-inch trout, somewhere in there, that kind of total. But, you know, you never know. I think this time of year is, you know, a great time to catch one of those surprise 6-pounders to really jumpstart your weight.
Well, you have a long day in the kayak ahead of you, so good luck to you. I hope you brought plenty of snacks and drinks.
And, y'all, good luck hunting up there. That sounds really fun. I enjoy seeing the pictures online.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Brendan.
All right, thanks, Brendan.
All right, take care, guys.
There he goes. Bye. Brendan Bayard. We'll be looking for those results next week. We'll get those for you and pass them along. The winner of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Championship down in Leeville. Right after this, we're coming back with, yes, yet another bad boy story, another guy that thinks deer hunting should be done at night from a road with a moving vehicle. We'll tell you his crime. We'll tell you his time. Right after this, it's The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, finally, we're getting the sunrise up here, and it's looking pretty nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, our photographer, editor Chris Lecoq, is taking drone selfies now. If you want to see some of the beautiful footage, go to BayouWildTV.com and check out some of our Facebook pages, and you'll see some of that. All right, let me catch up on the last text messages coming in. Someone wants us to ask the guys from Michigan about the white deer in the Upper Peninsula. We plan on doing that. We got another one says, oh, this is from David Hubble, our Alabama listener and viewer. Says he enjoyed Chef John's Bayou Wild segment on Death by Gumbo, which is the quail stuffed with the oyster and the jambalaya. Well, what a dish. Can't wait to try his hand at that one. Good luck to us three up here. We appreciate that, David. And here's one. Is there a minimum water temperature for the specks to turn on, and what should I target them, deep water or shallow? When it's cold, I'd stand in Broussard. Absolutely. The colder the water temperature, the deeper and slower you fish. I can't give you a set temperature, but they can take some pretty cold water, but they look for that comfort zone, so depth is always warmer. And again, just slow down your retrieve. That's as much as important as the depth that you're fishing. Here's one. Hey, Don, I'm heading out to the bridge for catfish. Just left the wife. I got her listening every Saturday morning. Tell her Harry said to clean the house. Her name is Jocelyn. Jocelyn, we have a hunter's harem. If you want to get away from Harry, I suggest you turn your application in. All right, you got a rodeo to talk about, special
for
girls?
Yeah, I want to wish good luck to a few of my female angler friends. My friend Ashley and my friend Katie are fishing the inaugural Salty Traditions Rodeo out in Cocotree. It's their first year. They had to reschedule. It was supposed to be a few weeks ago when that really bad weather moved in with that storm in October. Mm-hmm. They were lucky enough to reschedule. They're down in Cocotree. So they're bundled up. Good luck, ladies. Hope you get out there and smash them.
Yeah, and become a regular rodeo each and every year. Is there a beneficiary for it?
I believe there is. I'm not sure at the top of my head what it is.
Okay. All right, telling you what's coming up after this, we're going to be talking more about this lodge and what they do up here. If you're interested in making a trip, we strongly suggest it. It's kind of what we do. We go out and around, we test places, and if it meets the criteria that we think is a great bargain and a great trip for South Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama people, we put together a Cajun Invasion. This one is a pheasant hunt. You can also hunt those Miriam turkeys and mule deer, things that you cannot do in Louisiana. There's a lot to do there, but there's some things you can. We'll give you the complete rundown on that. Then from 7:30 till 8, we're going to be doing some duck blind reports, live from the blind reports from duck hunters all across South Louisiana. And then you've got a special edition of the North Shore Fishing Report from 8 to 9 with Keith Lusher. Keith has been gracious enough to take the last hour so we can get an early start on our pheasant hunt a little bit later on. Mark, you're kind of excited. You got a picture of a deer on your
I'm not going to say where. In a very secret location, I just got a deer cam picture from a deer we let walk last year, and I am excited. I hope to see him in the daylight soon. He's not in the daylight yet, but when he is, he better watch out.
All right. All right, it's also Election Day in Louisiana. Please don't forget to vote. If you want, go back 2 weeks, listen to the replay. If you want to make a decision based on the future of our Wildlife and Fisheries Department, we do have one of the gubernatorial candidates getting a question and answer session on what he thinks should be done with some of the issues with Wildlife and Fisheries Division and some changes there that may be necessary. You can listen to the program online. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can also go to radio.com, and you can listen to it there, or it's on HD Radio at 105.3 FM HD2. All right, Martha, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
To our network listeners, but we'll be back again next Saturday morning, 5 to 7 a.m., for another edition of The Outdoor Show. We'll be back in Louisiana, though, not sure exactly where, probably back at St. Hubert's Cathedral, but with a lot of stories and a lot of good video for Bayou Isle from this
so
place.
I am so excited. Now that I am here, my gun is here, my luggage and my ammo, I am now ready to get out there.
And that's another story we'll talk about,
yes.
Transporting firearms through airports.
Yes, we'll make some suggestions on how to do that smoothly.
Very good. All right, thanks again for being with us each and every Saturday morning. We love having you and hope you'll be tuned in for more Outdoors. That's coming up next. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.